This club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Sorry for smiling there.
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How we doing? How we doing? The Rangnick revolution continues. It's kind of like a preseason match today. Got a chance to test out a new 11, give some minutes to some youngsters looking to make a breakthrough, some lads that are looking to show the new manager what they've got. 1-1 against the young boys. Sir, what'd you make of today? It was good to see some young players, exciting at times, leaky at times. What'd you make of it?
I mean, for me, this is just glad to see the youth. I mean, Rangnick gets it 100% at Manchester United. You get a freebie game. You don't get them often. We needed this game. If you think about it, he just came in, Crystal Palace. What a result. Then you come to young boys, heavy rotation, right? It just makes sense. Norwich, Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific. Easy kickoff time. You love to see that.
For us.
So this is just really a breather for the first team. Rangnick's going to be taking notes, giving them notes in training. And it was nice for fans like Mata. Love to see him. Ahmad, that's awesome. Elanga, Greenwood, obviously, with the worldie of a goal. Jesse Lingard eating a few too many meat pies, maybe heading up to the Tyne, sir, going to Newcastle. But I didn't mind it. I didn't mind a lot of rotation, and he kind of treated it that way. And good on him to get the youth a lot of debuts. Something tells me Rangnick understands Manchester United. He understands the fan base. And that is what we all wanted to see. It was a great game. Like you said, open. To start, it was amazing from United. They pressed him early, starting strong at Old Trafford, getting the crowd into it. I think that's a theme we're going to see under this manager. So I was pleased about 1-1 here. Young boys. It's young boys. What are you worried about?
Lads, it's young boys. I mean, we did lose to them earlier in the season, but it was a good opportunity to kind of just see what the squad's all about, right? Like, we've never got a chance to see a lot of these players, but some of these guys are in the squad looking for time, the Donnies of the world, even the Matas of the world, maybe a Jesse, and got a chance to show what they got today. Ahmad probably could have had a goal or two. Elanga could have had a goal or two. They looked lively. Donnie put a bunch of good tackles in today. I thought Bai showed that, like, when he's fit, he is always a very good option. Hendo also looked good in the sweeper role. So what else could you want? You know, it's like a game that didn't really matter in a big run-up of games that are going to matter as it relates to the league. And you got to see, like, who's for real, play some youngsters. Perfect timing for this game, I would think, as the new manager coming in. So, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, this is just like everyone have a day off. Everyone enjoy the kids having a run. You know, Shaw's getting back to fitness. He's having a look at Donnie, having a look at Bai, having a look at Hendo. Obviously, January's coming up for Henderson. We'll get to that in the news. So I thought this was just really like, hey, everyone have a good run out. Enjoy the day. I think we did. Could have. My dad watched the game. He rarely actually tunes in to Manchester United. He said you should have scored 9. We had a lot of opportunities. I think these young kids, get them out of your system now. Get them out of your system against young boys when it doesn't count, because we're probably have to call on these lads later in the season if there's injuries, etc. I like what I see from Elanga. I like what I see from Ahmad. I mean, Greenwood. I mean, come on. Proven. Mata, it's nice to see him out there. You know, apparently he might be headed out in January, so I thought this could be a good, maybe last fixture for Juan Mata, maybe a goodbye from his perspective. So just really everyone get some minutes, everyone get a kick of the ball, even Charlie Savage, sir, you know, you go down the list. So a good day for Manchester United, but don't get it twisted. It's all about the league. Norwich, that's where Rangnick spread his butter. I don't think anyone's going to take him to task for drawing young boys when we already made it to the knockout stage.
No, your dad was right. Could have scored 9. Could have easily been 3-3, 4-4 with the way they kind of had a number of chances in the second half. But it's like a non-stressor. It's like a preseason game. You know, it almost feels like the game was played at Levi Stadium and it's July and he's getting ready for the season to go, because in many ways, it's a fresh start for Manchester United, for the fans, for the players, right? Some of them went out today and showed some real conviction to impress the new manager. Ahmad Diallo is not going anywhere.
No,
you see that player, and like he ain't going on a load to Feyenoord. He is hanging around. He is a Ralf Rangnick player. He could have had a couple goals today, and he just come off injury. He's like, and he's 19, so he ain't going nowhere. He's a player.
Yeah, and Greenwood coming back from COVID, by showing up big. Henderson is one of those where, you know, loan might be an option, but he's such a good number two.
He is.
Why not be a cup keeper? You know, I just don't think you really want to get rid of Henderson just because he's so good in the number two spot. You know, if God forbid De Gea gets injured or something, but I think you got to be getting him minutes. You need a good number two. I don't know if Heaton's the guy getting his first team minutes for Manchester United today. But, sir, we got a quick PSA for the podcast. If you like the American Red Devils, we are for fans, by fans. If you want to support independent fan content, check out our Patreon page. You can visit it www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We have no sponsors on the podcast. We are directly supported by the fans. We think that is how we should be doing it in 2021. Don't need to be hawking anything you've heard on every other pod or interrupting it with ads or having Alex stumble through ad reads. Check out our Patreon page. There's four tiers. We give away pin stickers, scarves, shirts, you name it. Everything goes to supporting the small time operation, and we really appreciate it. Also, check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We have great fan generated blog content. If you want to write for the blog, reach out to us, americanreddevils@gmail.com. We will get you hooked up with some credentials so you can start typing up some articles, sending your opinions out to the fans. Also, click on store. We have some great merchandise, hoodies in stock, hoodies, beanies, blankets, scarves, sir. You can get 20% off our 21-22 scarf with the code SIRMATT. Tell them about iTunes reviews.
Speaking of giveaways, so there's other ways to support the pod without going to the blog or checking out the store. So all you have to do is write a 5-star review on iTunes and send a screenshot of that to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com. And I will personally send you some gear from us for free for supporting the pod. Just send me your mailing address to the email address I just said. Great way to support the pod, sir. And I think this guy's got one ready. Let's hear it.
And if you write a cheeky review, we'll read it out on the podcast from Mikey6222. Mike from Keystone Heights, Florida. He says, the bias of this podcast is amazing. I'm tired of everyone having to be fair and unbiased in sports. That's what being a fan is about, the passion, the blind following of your club and team. Love listening to the pod. Keep up the good work. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. Thank you so much, Mike. That is exactly what we're looking for in the reviews. Cheeky banner. You'd love to see it.
Respect, man. I don't miss that crazy bastard, but respect to all the American Red Devils writing reviews like Mikey. Appreciate you. Sir, how we doing? Young Boys Wednesday, but really it's about the Canaries on the weekend.
Sir, right? Let's enjoy that beautiful music. Group stage is done.
No Hans and Franz for us.
Head into the knockout, sir. It's been a while. Been a bit.
How long has it been?
Miss that knockout stage. I think the last PSG? Knockout stage
was PSG.
I thought it was Barcelona. We beat PSG away. Remember that amazing comeback, sir? How can you forget?
And Barcelona,
you
know, with
Lukaku in the pink shirt.
No, of course. And then De Gea blunder.
And then De Gea blunder in Barcelona. So yeah, and that was a mighty Barcelona with Lionel Messi. Now
we don't have to worry about them,
sir. Those sweet voices. Everybody enjoy it for a bit. That's right. We're talking Manchester United 1, Young Boys 1, Old Trafford, sir. Champions League night under the lights. Let's get into that starting lineup. It's the Rangnick 4-2-2-2. Sir, however you want to call it. Dean Henderson, the world number 2 in net. Luke Shaw at left back. Baye, Matic, center back pairing. Wan-Bissaka on the right. Van de Beek, Lingard 2. Mata, Ahmad 2. Greenwood and Longa up top. What'd you think of this lineup?
Sir, I loved it. I loved it. When I saw this, I was like, let's go, Rangnick. This is what you want to see, because you know what this match is about. It's about giving some new players minutes, who you got in the squad, who's good enough. Use the match like it's intended to be used, right? It's like the top spot's already locked up. Give the big boys a rest. They need it because we got a bunch of games coming in, and let's see what you got. So honestly, even Matic at the back four, I love this lineup. So what do you think of it?
Yeah, Matic being the captain, I like that shout out. You know, it's probably his last season with Manchester United, and you know, really wanted to get a look at Ahmad, really want to get a look at Alanga. Also, we have the youngsters on the bench, Menji, Shortiri, Savage. Sir, I'll let you pronounce that one. Iqbal. Tommy Heaton. Give that man a chance.
Let's go, baby.
Once he put Hendo in, I knew it was heavy rotation. So, look, I think we all agree with it. Match doesn't matter. Get the kids some minutes. Sir, jump into the match. Give me that first half recap.
So, the youngsters, it wasn't all youngsters, I guess, with Matic and Heaton on the bench ready. But we came out ready to go, just like we did a couple days earlier against Palace at home. And it was actually Alanga who had an early chance saved, deflected in, but United were on the front foot early. And then, ninth minute, star boy, Mason Greenwood.
Space to maneuver into. Alanga, Shaw on the overlap. Wan-Bissaka is joining at the far post. It's aimed in towards Mason Greenwood. An acrobatic finish from Mason Greenwood. His first start since the Manchester Derby at the start of November. It's taken him just 9 minutes to get on the score sheet. A terrific finish.
I mean, what a goal for Mason Greenwood. Insane finish, sir. And Old Trafford was rocking the first 10 minutes. You heard the Cantonas. You heard it all, Calypso, et cetera. I mean, Old Trafford's buzzing again. What a finish from Mason Money Greenwood. Shaw on the overlap. What a great ball in from Luke Shaw.
What a nice ball in, but that finish, you know who it reminds me of? And I think we've talked about this comparison a couple times before. That's RVP.
Unbelievable.
That's like an RVP flick. It's insane. It's such a mature finish for the youngster. It's actually outrageous. And Ralph, he likes what he sees, sir. I mean, even drawing, losing, who gives a shit? It's like you get a result like that, not a result like that, a goal like that, and some of the couple other chances. There were just moments where, like, first 30 minutes, we looked like an exciting side, and this was the second 11.
I mean, I have to go on a quick tangent here. I didn't really like the, if you had to rate Ralph's outfit on the touchline, you know, I'm going to say if there was one
rate
thing.
Rate Ralph? Is that the new feature of the pod? Rate Ralph?
Oh, every time you got a new manager, like, what's the Steve? We talked about Ole, where, you know, Ole kind of wore like the puff.
He did track suit.
He did the suit with the puff hoodie, and then he went super Frodo Baggins suit for the final. You know, Ralph with the kind of the casual, like, ball cap. Adidas not doing him any favors, but it's definitely a look.
It's kind of like, it's a little Ferg-esque. It's just like, I'm here. It's comfortable. I'm here to work. You know, it's like, When the weather turns a little nicer, I mean, it has been pretty bad weather since Ralph arrived. So he's like, he's prepared for the elements, sir. He's pragmatic.
Hey, could have
German.
Been,
he's like, I'm going to stay warm, bro. I'm not going to freeze my ass off in this pouring rain.
He could have had one of those umbrella hats. Could be worse, sir. You never know. 11th minute, Donnie with a great challenge. You love to see Donnie getting involved there early. 31st minute, Ahmad, great chance, but he squanders it. And then Baye with a big tackle to follow up. 34th, Greenwood sets up Mata brilliantly, but the keeper saved. Again, first 30 minutes, we were on top of him. Young Boys was hurting. And then I think kind of let him get back into the game later in the first half.
No, for sure. Especially the Ahmad chance, we kind of let off, right? Like the 31st, 34th minute, Mata, Greenwood, all those chances, not taking them, not getting another goal. I think we could have put this game down. It's just like once we didn't put them down, sir, you know what happens. Especially 39th minute, Ahmad with a great ball in the box. He really redeemed himself for wasting that chance a little earlier. Shaw couldn't quite make the most of it, sir. He thought he got handled, but actually, like, he should have just kept going and took a crack at it or even passed to Donnie. 42nd minute, sir.
Bit of magic from the young boys here.
He's taking no prisoner with that challenge. They've given the ball back cheaply. Oh, what a goal. Reader with the finish on the edge of the area.
I mean, Wan-Bissaka hanging out. He didn't really look like he was interested in that pass from Donny van de Beek there. Either way, you know, that's kind of where the game was, where we kind of have all these chances and then kind of switch off for a second in our own half. And, you know, there you go. Banger. Young boys.
I mean, that's like a United vintage goal of giving up, right? You just hand the team, the other team, a really good chance, and oftentimes they make something very good of it, right? This was like a worldie of a finish.
Shoot yourself in the foot there.
But like, you know, you didn't want this, right? We're in control the whole first half. The last thing you want to do is concede right before it. And as soon as we did, we just looked way more out of sorts.
Yeah, but we saw this a little bit against Crystal Palace where the game started we were on the front foot, we were pressing them pretty hard, and then all of a sudden we take our foot off the gas for a little bit, and then it opens up, and then they're running at us in our third. A little disorganized for Manchester United, sir.
No, and I think part of the way it seems that the new man likes to play is that really pushed up high line, right? And one of the things is you get caught out, it can leave you scrambling, and all of a sudden you're like, you're caught out. I mean, you're caught out. If they can kind of expose you on the wings for space. That happened against Palace a couple times. That happened today a couple times. And today also, we got the boys, the young kids, they haven't played together. They gave it away quite a bit to each other. Like when we had chances to break, we gave it away a lot.
45th minute, double block by keeping it even. So we're going to half even, feeling good coming out. Give me the second half highlights here.
Sir, United did put the impetus early, and one of the ones who had a great chance with Anthony Elanga making his impact known, first 46th minute. Forced the keeper to a really good save, and then a little bit later, bit of a lull, 59th minute, Elanga forces the keeper to another great save. This one he had to score. It's kind of like the Ahmad chance a little earlier in the first half. And then that was a breakthrough that happened through Ahmad again.
Yeah, but Ahmad, the young kids.
Once again, yeah, Ahmad and Elanga looked like unbelievable.
But that finish, right, you talk about it, you got to pass in the net. It's got to be cool. It's got to be calm. I think the youngsters in front of goal for the first team, you have to think the heart's beating, sir, real fast. I mean, if I was out there, you know, I'd be like cool as a cucumber. But, you know, these kids, so I'd be slotting them home.
No
problem, sir. Hushing the crowd. You know, that's what I would be doing out there on the pitch, right?
No, it's a very good point. It's like that calm finish. You would imagine like a more, if this was Elanga's 10th Champions League game, I think he gets a brace today. Because like we know that player, he's a player, right? He's shown that even under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But today, like you said, sir, it's like, you know, hearts beating extra fast. It's a big day for them, big moment. They're trying to impress the new manager as well.
The goal gets small, sir, when you get nervous in front of it. 60th minute, Modric gives it away, but Bailly closes it down well. Bailly always there to bail out his other center back. 61st minute, let's get the subs going. Mendy in for Shaw. I like this one for Rangnick. A lot of kids, we're going to get some game time here. 66th minute, great chance for young boys. It was just wide. This is kind of when it starts opening up, and then more subs from Rangnick, and that open part of the game kind of continued the more kids you brought on. Heaton comes on in Shoratiri for Henderson and Ahmad. Sir, 72nd minute, huge block from Mendy after slipping. I mean, like to see the youngsters getting in a big challenge here.
And it was a little bit more of that kind of ragtag football at the end. The United team was tiring, brought more and more youngsters on. It was like, you know, it wasn't the most fun last 20 minutes. Modric, speaking of which, was tiring and kind of exposing his team a little bit. In the 88th minute, he gave it away again. A young boy squandered a pretty good chance. Last round of subs.
You gotta
double sum sub. Iqbal and Savage came on for Lingard and Mata. Senior statesman, sir, it could be.
What
less.
Are the chances you pronounced that right?
Sir, 3 out of 10.
So Charlie Savage, everyone knows. If you know Muppets out in the UK who are commentaries, you know Robbie Savage, right? He played in the youth academy for Manchester United. Never saw minutes for the first team. His son coming through and getting some minutes for the first team for Manchester United. Worth a shout out. Robbie Savage, he's a full Muppet, sir.
Sir, he is. But you know what? That's a nice moment. It's a nice moment. And you know what? The Savage, he came on. He closed down a couple players today. He put in a couple, like, he ran around. That's
sir,
what I want to see from
me,
my youngsters.
You and me, we'd be good. 89th minute, sir.
Papa Knee.
You know, hey, Papa Knee, give us minutes. A call. I could do five. I could sir, do a solid maybe, five. Maybe, maybe a three. Maybe three.
Get the beep test ready, sir.
I'd be huffing it. I could do a solid three for Manchester United, sir. I can give it a go.
Give me a couple hundred yards. Give it a go. You know?
You'd be like, why is that guy in slow motion compared to
is that Heat?
His legs are moving. He's not going anywhere.
You think you could beat Tom Heaton in a dead sprint? I'm not sure.
I think I give it an honest try. 91st minute, another great block from Eric Bailly. And then full time, Wan-Bissaka leaves the field on a stretcher. Apparently a wrist issue, sir. Wishing him well, sir. You know, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, a little extracurriculars plus an injury here. Sometimes it's just not his season. But thank God we got DeLow in good form. We are wishing Aaron Wan-Bissaka well.
We are. And you know what? Ups and downs, youngster, it's like, but new start. Everyone's getting a new start. I think there would be things that would be classic Aaron Wan-Bissaka today, but also some good things. So I, you know, we'll see what Ralph can do with that player, because I think a lot of players are either going to step up in a big way or not buy in and fade away real quick. It's going to be a pretty, I think, like, he's going to draw a pretty clear line in the sand that, like, this is my philosophy. You don't buy into it. That's it, baby. You're out.
Well, I mean, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, I think, could fit really well into Rangnick's system because, I mean, the only thing is the going forward. I mean, the attacking part of his game, we've seen it in fits and starts, right? But the fact he's usually very fit, you know, never injured, you know, this kind of been an off season for him. So we wish him the best. Hopefully he gets back to fitness, because I liked him and DeLow to battle it out a little bit. I think if he had that motivation of someone actually gunning for his spot, you'd see a little extra out of Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I think he does have it going forward in his locker, sir. Stats-wise, 7 shots to young boys, 17 shots, but 5 on target for each team. 49% of the ball to Manchester United, 51% to young boys. Really cannot. I mean, it's a draw, sir. It's a draw at home with the kids. Match reaction, Manchester United have featured six teenagers tonight, only the 5th time that's ever happened in a match in Champions League history, and the 2nd time by an English side after Arsenal versus Olympiakos in December 2009. And with Anthony Elanga and Amad Diallo both starting for Manchester United tonight, the Red Devils have named more than one teenager in their starting 11 for a Champions League game for the first time since November 2009 versus Besiktas, sir, and that was Macheda, Welbeck, and Raphael. Remember? Kiko Makeda. Sir, we remember saw that goal against Aston Villa. Arguably won us the title. He faded after that
one. Oh, yeah, he did.
But what a moment. I think we were in New York City in your studio apartment watching that game. Unbelievable. At age 35 years and 237 days, Manchester United goalkeeper Tom Heaton is the oldest Englishman to make their Champions League debut since John Lukic in October 2000 for Arsenal, who was 39 years, wow, 311 days. The whole, like, age stats, not really interesting as far as I'm concerned.
You know, high level and low level? I don't know. Don't care about the youth players that have scored?
No, like, I just, like, I'd be more worried about Manchester United have won more Champions League titles than any other team.
Yeah, just really keep
like,
going.
We play a lot of kids in the Champions League. It's like,
well, it's post-game. It's not like, yeah.
I know.
When you win the Champions League tonight against young boys, unfortunately.
Like Rangnick, hard man to please right
this
here.
This guy,
Hard man to please. Manchester United have failed to keep a clean sheet in any of their last, like, this is a great stat. Yeah, I don't need to read that one. And Mason Greenwood scores 8th goal in major European competition for Manchester United, the most of any player for the club before their 21st birthday, overtaking Marcus Rashford. Mason Greenwood, when you talk about jitters in front of net, that guy is ice cold. He is not concerned at all. I think maybe the two-striker system might fit him best. The question is, who can he play with? Ronaldo? You know, I just think Mason, it's one of those players where we have to make sure we figure out how to use him correctly, because I don't want his talent to be squandered, you know?
No, I mean, hey, I think Ralph would have liked what he saw today. He's coming back. He's been out for a bit, right, because he got COVID. And he's still a youngster with so much potential, right? He is such an exciting prospect because he still is a prospect, right? He's a proven goal scorer in the Premier League. But he's got so much development that can still happen. So
he could score 25 in the league this season. You understand? Like, he could be our leading goal scorer for Manchester United
he's
right
the best
now.
Finisher
I
on
just
the team.
Don't think you put Ronaldo, Cavani, Rashford, Martial in there, and he's not going to get
Sancho.
It, you know? But I think that he probably is the best. I mean, Cavani's probably the best all-around finisher. He's up there, probably his other.
Ronaldo's pretty good, too.
Who?
Yeah, your boy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but like, he could be that 20-plus goal scorer next to Ronaldo. I just don't think you're going to be able to play Ronaldo and him in the way Rangnick wants to play. So it will be interesting to see how he rotates, how he fits them in. You look at the group, sir. Who cares about young boys? We won our group. Group F. Sir, you absolutely love to see it. We have 11 points. Villarreal and Atalanta. The game was delayed due to snow. They haven't played. They will play tomorrow. We'll see who goes where. Atalanta, Villarreal. Who's going to Hans and Franz Cup? Honestly, I don't really care. We're in the knockout stages, sir. It is so exciting. Let's hear from our manager. What did he think of his outfit on the touchline today against Young Boys.
If you'd like to raise your hand, we'll start with Simon Peach.
Hi, Ralph. You obviously made a lot of changes tonight, but what did you make of the performance and what did you take from positives and negatives?
I mean, I was fully aware that it will be a little bit of a risk, not regarding the result at the end, but if we would be able with this team to, for 90 minutes to compete. I thought the first half hour was good. We also had a few unforced errors in those first 30 minutes, but at least we were able to not only keep them away from goal, but also have control on the game. We scored a beautiful goal set up by Luke Shaw and perfect left foot shot by Mason. After that, we had two great opportunities to score the second and third one with Ahmad and with Juan Mata. We should have been at least 2-0 up, and I think maybe that would have changed a little bit also the level of confidence. And then in the last 10 minutes of the first half, we again more or less played as like the team played the weeks before. We were less proactive. We were dropping back too far. And what annoyed me most was the way that we played into their pressing first line. So we sent quite a few pressing invitations to them, including the goal that we conceded. We had the chance to not only clear the ball, but play the ball forward twice.
Sir, we do it live here on the podcast. We got a little ad in the middle of his presser. Let's hear what he has to say.
Opportunity to score the equalizer, and in the second half it was difficult also with regard to energy level. Quite a few of the experienced players hadn't had that much game time in the past, and for the young players it was also the first time at Old Trafford on Champions League level, and this was obvious.
David McDonald.
Hi Ralph. You said that Mason scored a beautiful goal. How impressed have you been with him in the time you've been at the club? And with the form he's in and his display tonight, has he sort of put himself in contention to start against Norwich?
I think, again, today he also showed, not only because of that beautiful goal, also the way that he set up the opportunity for Juan Mata that was brilliant. He's a massive talent. Left foot, right foot, good on the ball. Also the way that he gave or set up the goal for Fred on Sunday. But still, it's about continuity. He has to develop physically, but technically he's, for his age, he's a great player. And my job is to develop him, to make an athlete out of him. And if he manages to do that, he can become a regular player for this club.
I mean, I could keep going, sir.
Keep going. One more question.
Okay. Data's on what happened with Aaron Wan-Bissaka and what situation is it?
I mean.
Yeah, he received two knocks, one again, unfortunately, on the wrist and the other one on his knee. He's been treated now in the locker room, but we have to wait and see what the situation around those two knocks will be like tomorrow.
We'll get the update on Aaron Wan-Bissaka. The thing you love from Ralph Rangnick, and obviously we haven't only had two matches with him at the helm, but just his ice cold assessment of the game—it's
ridiculous.
It's what we needed.
I know.
He just played a good 30 minutes.
Fell apart.
You made a few mistakes even. Like, you should have... this guy should have scored. This guy should have scored. It should have been at least 2-3-0. And then we absolutely blew it with that goal. Like, could have done X, Y, and Z. We didn't do it. We made mistakes. He's going to... That feedback will be back to the players. He pulls no punches, which is what... This is elite football. There's nowhere to hide. You're out on the pitch, you know, at the end of the day. So... It's refreshing to hear his assessment. It's not defensive. He's not papering over the cracks. He's calling balls and strikes. It's almost like these players, this locker room, it needs this type of brutal honesty because it's the only way we're going to get better.
No, and it's, you know, it's like a metaphor for life as well. It's like you need a little bit. We had a little too much of Ole Mr. Nice Guy, and now we need like straight talking Ralph. And Ralph is shooting it straight, better for worse. Not everybody is going to be able to drink his cup of tea. And
hard
that's
man
fine.
To please.
That's fine. Because hard you know man what? You know who's a hard man to please? That guy on the wall pointing up, Sir Alex Ferguson, one of the goatest of goats. Sir, he was as hard as it comes to please, because that's how you come. And that's how you are an elite football institution or an elite football team. Is like you expect only the best. Winning is the only expectation. Anything below that is a failure. And he knows what this club wants to do. He gets it. He gets what Manchester United's all about as soon as he came in. He understands what the fans want to hear. The way that he wants to play is synergistic with how Manchester United fans like to see their team play, right? On the front foot with conviction, attacking intent, exciting football even better. So we need this. So I just hope it's going to be a fun couple weeks, months, and we'll see. Hopefully years, I think, under the Rangnick reign, sir.
Don't jinx it, sir. Jinx it.
Blazers are just thinking of ways to fuck it up.
Let's get into who we could possibly play in the round of 16. Obviously, the draw is coming up. Teams we can play. We finish first in our group, which is big. We can play PSG, Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid, Sporting Lisbon, Benfica, and RB Salzburg, sir. I'm going to ask you the question. What's the one team you don't want to play? What's the one team you want to play? And what's the one team you know we're going to play?
That's so fucking funny. I mean, I don't want to play Atletico just because, Suarez, mean mugging, Simeone, I think that team would prove us problematic. I kind of like to play the Salzburg or Lisbon. Lisbon, you got the Bruno. Obviously, Ronaldo connect. Salzburg, you have the Ralph connect. And I know we're playing PSG, though. It doesn't matter, bro.
You know what's amazing?
It doesn't fucking matter. It's we're playing PSG. It's so obvious that we're playing PSG. Because it's Ronaldo, Messi. Yeah, of course we're playing PSG. Bro.
I had the same list. It was don't want to play Atletico, want to play Salzburg. And we are definitely going to play PSG. 100%.
I'd bet a lot of money on that we play PSG.
I will bet it all. I bet it. Here, it's just one of those things where
you know it.
The footballing gods. You know, the universe is perfect, sir. And it's the way we left it with them. The game that we went to. You know, the way we pipped them
this summer.
The history. The summer. Ronaldo, Messi. They're gonna rig it.
They will rig
they're
it. Gonna, you know they'll rig it. You know they'll
it's
rig
like,
it.
It's either that or Atletico. You're gonna play. There's no way we're getting away with Inter, Sporting, Benfica, Salzburg. You know, because we got such an easy group. We're due for that tough opponent.
PSG, dude.
It's PSG all
day. It's all day.
It's gonna be great.
Good. And Bert, you know what? And let's go, baby. Yeah. Fred McTominay with cheese and a salt dose from Ralph Rangnick. Let's, dude. We did it before. I mean, we need to pull Tuan Zebe from Villa because he shut him down. I think if you remember, Neymar, Emin, and Mbappe took their lunch.
There's
everything to play for, baby. It's so exciting now, and especially heading into the holiday fixtures, we got big things now. It's hey, we're having a good time. People are feeling confident. We're undefeated under Ralph, but Norwich away, shit team who are on the ropes. You got to be able to blow them open. So this is a big game on the weekend, sir. We got to We got to be putting points on the board because our goal differential at the moment's a little tough.
A little tough, sir.
A little tough.
We got one. And that's right. We got our next match. You hinted at it. It is Norwich City, the Canaries, versus Manchester United at Carrow Road, sir. Saturday, December 11th, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Games versus Norwich, we've won 40, we've drawn 15, we've lost 17. The first time we played them was 1906. We won 3-0 in the FA Cup, sir. Last five, we won 4 of 5. Haven't lost to them since December 2015. Last time we beat them was 2-1 in the FA Cup.
So they're bottom of the barrel, 20th of the table, minus 23 goal differential, which is 10 worse. The next worst team, Newcastle, sir. So it's
if we're going to see
Ralph's Red Army, first away game. So this is a big match. We need a, I can't wait, sir. Can't wait. 9:30 kickoff time, by the way. West Coast. That's
it's a great kickoff. Generous. Look, Norwich, they're bottom of the barrel. They come up from the championship just to get slapped around. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. They did beat Brentford 2-1 November 6th. They beat Southampton 2-1 November 20th. Drew Wolves, drew Newcastle, and then Tottenham smacked him around 3-0. Tottenham can beat him 3-0.
Although that was at home at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Tottenham Hotspur
the
Stadium.
New manager, sir. The
new manager. Who? Tottenham COVID outbreak. That's really kind of that's. Yeah, we haven't talked about that, sir. So, you know, the I don't know much about what goes on in the UK. So if someone wants to tweet us exactly what's going on. We actually got an email from Manchester United. We are season ticket holders. They said, hey, Prime Minister came out, said a bunch of things about COVID, COVID restrictions, et cetera. We're going to keep you guys posted. I don't know if they're going to limit attendance.
They're doing what tests, apparently. They changed the rules again. They're changing the rules like all the time.
But Tottenham, big outbreak. They only have 11 players they can field. So, you know, we're kind of that winter time and so sort of the COVID uncertainty coming back. I know Conte was saying, hey, pause the league. Obviously, Sam Allardyce tried to do that before.
Yeah,
they didn't.
Like, hey, man.
They didn't stop. Yeah, hey, we're in a relegation battle. Stop
we're
it.
Like, kind of a bind. Can you just like not have these games?
Yeah, so it's just one of those things where we'll keep you posted here, but we only know so much today. But we got that email from Manchester United. You don't like to see that one, you know.
No.
Hit a little history on Norwich. Norwich City Football Club, also known as the Canaries or the Yellow, is an English professional football club based in Norwich, Norfolk. And as of the 21-22 season, the team obviously competes in the Premier League, sir. You put together a good list of notes here. I almost forgot what league they played in.
I'll remind people, they won the 2021 EFL Championship title.
Sir, the Premier League is the top tier of English football.
Sorry, you know, I didn't make you read it.
The club was founded in 1902, and since 1935, Norwich have played their home games at Carrow Road and have had a long-standing and fierce rivalry with the East England rivals Ipswich Town, with whom they've contested the East England Derby 134 times since 1902. Sir, we did see Fulham play Ipswich in the championship with Mick McCarthy at the helm for Ipswich. We also have met a bunch of Norwich fans as well, or some good friends, hysterical guys from Norwich. The fan song On the Ball City is the oldest football chant in the world, written in 1890. Shout out to them for starting the chanting game. And Norwich have won the League Cup twice in 1962 and 1985, sir. The club's highest ever league finish came in 92-93 when they finished third in the Premier League. You can't miss them. They play in the ugly yellow and green, sir. Look out for Timo Pukki, Billy Gilmore on loan from Chelsea. Obviously, Brandon Williams on loan from Manchester United. They got he won't feature against us, obviously, per the loan agreement.
Tim Krul
in net, the Dutch keeper, the penalty troll. Maybe there'll be a penalty. You'll see him dancing around in the net. They play the 5-3-2, sir. There's nothing to worry about. Like we said, new manager, we got to worry about ourselves. How can we adapt to the Rangnick system? I think we'll see a lot of that from Manchester United. We should be winning, you know, handedly. Physio room, Varane racing back. It's Dragon. Varane Dragon. Cavani Dragon. Every time I read this out, there's another 7 days added. Cavani was in training. Lingard's back. Shaw's back. Martial tried to train. Knee issue. No return date. Pogba, no return date, sir. Wan-Bissaka probably is being assessed as well. Few players out. What is your lineup?
Sir, Dave Saves, back in net. I got Dalot, Lindelof, Maguire, Telles. So there's competition, like you said. You said it at the beginning of the pod, it's great for Dalot and AWB to go head-to-head. Same with Telles and Shaw, right? Telles shows that he's got something in his locker. Midfield, we're talking to McFred with cheese because it's got that Rangnick salt, sir. It's going to get the best out of him. Bruno Sancho in the double 10. Ronaldo, Greenwood. Rashford gets the bench. Greenwood up front. Age, youth. Sir, I'm saying it works. Who you got?
I got Dave Says, world number one in net. I got the same back four. Dalot, Lindelof, Maguire, Telles, Fred McTominay. Then I got Bruno Sancho. The only change I have is Ronaldo and then Rashford. I think Greenwood got the minutes midweek. Rashford will get it. I think Greenwood will feature on the bench. You heard Rangnick. I think he's looking to him to beef up a little bit. He wants athletes, like you said.
I love that.
Athletes. I was like, I think he's an athlete, but you know what I'm saying. He's still young.
He looks pretty athletic to me.
Yeah, he looks young. But I like that. You get the tough love from Ralph Rangnick, hard man to impress. You know, it's the arm around your shoulder to your death with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Arm around your shoulder to down to the championship with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And Ralph Rangnick, you could be scoring 25. He'd be telling you what you're doing wrong. Contrasting styles. The Ole arm around the shoulder worked really well until it didn't. And then a lot of criticism will work really well until it doesn't too. So, you know, there's no perfect medium. Like when you pointed up at Sir Alex Ferguson, what I thought of is he gives the players who can take it the hard criticism, and he put the arm around the shoulder of the other players who couldn't handle it. But at times, you're right, he was ruthless. Great man manager and knew when to chop Beckham, Keane, Ruud van Nistelrooy, or big players he got rid of, ditched them when he...
No, but you make a brilliant point, which is like you can't just be hard, because if you do, you'll become a Mourinho, which is just like a salty sack of snakes. And Fergie knew that like some players needed to be pushed to the limit because otherwise you're not going to get the best out of them, right? Like a Rooney needed a bench. Like
piss off Rooney, right? He plays better.
Some players are a little more sensitive, like a young Ronaldo, and that's fine. But knowing how to like adapt to all of them and change the game is why Fergie was the greatest of the greatest. And hopefully Rangnick has that balance, because right now we need... Dude, we need like, hey, you got to do better. You could do better here, here, and here. And you know what? Greenwood has everything he needs to do to be a talent, top talent. And like you said, but he was cagey too. He's like, you're going to have to work for it. Physicality, right? Because Rashford had that, like, Rashford added that physicality that now Greenwood needs to add, right? Like, Rashford got Yoke City last year or two, obviously a couple years older than Greenwood. But either way, it's that balancer. Ralph hopefully leans in right now, because right now, dude... You know, the goals we were conceding, the performances we were putting out before he came in weren't nearly good enough. So expectations have to be higher. It's not going to go well with all the players, sir. So, like, I think you're going to start hearing from some agents in the next couple of weeks, some players that just don't get along with the new men.
That's how it goes. Booking the bookies, Norwich, plus 550 to win. You get more than five times your money. If they beat us at home, plus 360 for the draw and minus 210 for Manchester United to win. Heavy favorites, sir, given those are the bookies' odds. What is your score prediction? Norwich versus Manchester United.
Sir, 3-0. Let's go. Full Muppet, 9:30 a.m. Sir, hopefully the sun is shining and the Rangnick rain continues. Who you got?
Norwich. I want to say big win. It's got to be, I'm thinking like 2-1. I these types of games,
they're always tough.
A lot going on, you know, game midweek with the kids, not a lot of time with the first team. You know, you think they're going to be easy. They're going to fight at home. You know, the results in the last five weren't horrible. You know, drawing Wolves, obviously not amazing, but, you know, they're not just Tottenham beat them. We will see. Sorry, I hope we win big.
So they're only 3 points from the drop, right? Like, so they're actually got plenty to play for, because they got a couple of results in the last six. So Watford in 17th place, right above them at 13 points. Everyone else in the zone is at 10 points. So, like, they got plenty to play for at home. Saturday evening, sir. Carroll Road. We know we've met some Norwich fans traveling, sir. They're a lively bunch.
They're a hoot. United in the news, sir. When you meet a Norwich fan on a beach in Peru, you have a few dark ales, talk English football. It's a great time. Per ESPN, Athletic kind of broke everywhere here. Ralph Rangnick to bring in sports psychologists. Sir, you know, you got to get in the heads of these players. Why so soft? And they confirmed another assistant coach, Chris Armas. You thought you want Carrick to leave. Then they nominated the Red Bull coach. Not that Red Bull, the one in New York. Sir, New York Red Bulls, MLS. An American, you love to see it, sir. I'm just having a laugh here, you know. What do you make of these appointments? Sports psychologists, then this no-name coach from the New York Red Bulls. Give me somebody. Give me anybody.
Sir, and Rangnick, we trust, you know, like he mentioned, I think about straight shooter. He shoots the honest. It might be too honest for the board, but he's like mid-season. Not everyone's going to be available. Some people are with big clubs still. So Sasha Lentz, German, right? Sports psychologist. I'm sure some of these players could use that. He talked about what reasonable it is to have that. He's like, you know, I'm surprised that the club didn't have something in this role. Knows how he likes to play. That's good. And then the American Red Devils, obviously going to up our boy. New American assistant coach, sir. He knows how Rangnick likes to do it. He knows how he runs the sessions.
Sir, you got more than that. You got the Puerto Rican connect, dude.
Sir,
NYC.
Puerto Rican, born of the Bronx. Let's go. Like, what's not the like? New York Red Bulls.
So this guy was born in New York City?
Sir, born in New York City. Got some Puerto Rican in me. Appreciate it. Also, first American to come. He's a decent player as well. He played pretty well in the MLS. Won a bunch of cups. And like I said, as an assistant who knows the Gangnam style that Rang likes to play. He's a good addition right now.
Did you say like the song Gangnam style?
That's how
the Gangnam Press.
Yeah, but you know, Gangnam Sir, that song's a banger.
It is a bit. I'm not gonna lie, but also
the soundboard, bro.
Chris Armas representing the Bald Army as well. He looks like a hard man. You know, as long as he'll work, I think Rang is just looking for
hard men, bro.
He's looking for guys that want to work hard and earn it. I think, obviously. You can't get too much into the backroom staff. It's really, hey, whoever Rangnick wants. I mean, in the presser, he said, quote, there won't be that many changes to my staff. So far, I'm very happy to work with who is in place. They gave me a lot of help ahead of Crystal Palace. So he's a pragmatic guy. You get a lot of simple things from Rangnick. It's not like he needs to bring in nine guys. But one thing he did say is we have decided to bring in a sports psychologist, Sasha Lenser, like you mentioned. He worked together with him at Leipzig. He'll be introduced to the team as soon as he has a work permit and visa. So these two appointments are pending permit and visa. Sasha was at the game today. He did meet the players at Carrington. Sir, he goes on to say about the sports psychologist, he says, for me, it's a question of logic. If you have special coaches for goalkeeping, physical education, even for strikers, fitness, whatever you should probably also have an expert for the brain. It's not so much putting them on the red sofa and holding hands for the players because most of them won't do that anyway. For me, it's about helping the players that the brain should assist the body, not to work against it. The players and everybody in our team should think in that way. I'm very happy to have Sasha on board. He is not working too much on the theory. He is hands-on, having worked together at Leipzig. I know he will benefit a lot. I think it's sort of the trying to train the mind to play the style that he wants, right? You talk about the timing and what Rangnick wants the players to do. There's probably a lot of hesitation in the players from a mental perspective where you get the ball, you don't want to give it away. You don't want to make the high-risk pass and sort of trying to implement that playing style and get rid of these blockers, like, you know, going back mentally to the old style of play, like he commented on the presser. I think that's kind of where Sasha will come in.
I mean, think about it. We brought him in to come in, see what we could do differently. First impact, and the first thing he's doing is picking up this role. Probably has a good relationship with the individual himself, who happens to be father-in-law of Timo Werner, which is just kind of funny. But like, hey, the role makes if you think of a 90-minute football match, they have so much pressure. These kids are young for the most part, or like breaking on through. Think about a freaking 19-year-old Ahmad Diallo, right, living in England, and just like the amount of like disjointed kind of change in his life. It makes total sense to have someone like this. All the flavors of different types of player with their profile, background, experience, age, where they grew up, where, you know, how much time they've had in England. It's just like, that makes total sense. Total sense, because there's a huge mental aspect to the game itself. Plus it's like, dude, it ain't easy. You know, more money, more problems, sir. I'm sure it's like for some of them, you know, like there's an element of that sitting on the couch, as he said, but dude, this makes total sense to me.
No, I like the appointments, and honestly, it's just more about the boss. I mean, these guys are going to be working for him. They're yes men. Rangnick telling the players how to play. Implementing the system is everything, and we shall see it against Norwich, sir. And it's amazing already. You can see 30 minutes of good and then go back, revert to the old habits. Makes sense. Next bit of news, sir, unless you want to talk more about Timo Werner being related to Sasha.
I'm good.
You're good on that one. Good. Apparently, we were linked to him. Who wants Timo Werner? I don't think he's that good. Next bit of news. Ajax interested in signing Dean Henderson on loan next month, with him reluctant to spend the second half of the season on the bench at Manchester United. This coincides with him coming in and playing. Maybe Rangnick's evaluating him. It's honestly all up to the new manager here. What do you think about Dean Henderson going to Ajax? Ajax, this could be from the Ajax side. They're pushing this lately. They've always been interested in him, et cetera, and maybe trying to pull him away, but I think you need a solid number two. I don't know if Heaton's the guy.
No, I don't think Heaton thinks he's the guy. He just likes being around. But, you know, Dean, I like the pressure that a very competent number two that has aspirations to be number one, right? If you have too old of a number two, it doesn't really put any pressure on number one, whereas, like, Dean Henderson is ambitious. Academy graduate, he's always dreamed of being the number one goalkeeper for this club. That's like always been what he wants to do. And he's ambitious. He wants to play for the England team. He wants to play. But having a player like him on the heels of De Gea, I think has brought the best out of De Gea. And like you said, having him for cup games, you know, we're out of the EFL, but FA Cup injuries, there's a lot of matches. All of a sudden, if De Gea goes down, like, don't know. I liked what I saw at Hendo today. Sweeper keeper.
Yeah, no, I like him, but alone for the rest of the year would be horrible. I'll play devil's advocate, right? He gets more minutes. I do think he had a solid shot at becoming number one last season. I don't think he did enough to get it. My critique with Dean Henderson is sort of like, we saw him there and he didn't earn it, by my opinion. And De Gea didn't play great. So if he came in and played lights out, it's his job. Obviously, De Gea on the big wages, and De Gea turned it around. So, you know, at the moment, he's on the bench. And if you could do on January, you can pull him back if there's an injury or something like that. I wouldn't mind a deal like that, but have to be so one-sided to Manchester United. Who knows if Ajax would take it. Next bit of news here. Our lone watcher, Jimmy Gardner, was in the championship team of the week. He got a goal and assist for Forest against Peterborough this week. I give a shout out to Jimmy Gardner, another academy lad that we rate highly. Hopefully he can come back into the first team next year, maybe even in January, sir. Just a player that I really do rate. It is his first goal and assist for them this season, but again, goal and assist in a game and championship ain't bad for a young kid.
And everything we're hearing is that he is putting in week in, week out, solid performances for Nottingham Forest. Obviously, goal and assist ain't bad either. Ethan Laird, the right back, who's playing in the championship, has also been playing very well. Interesting to see where he fits in. Obviously, one piece of news that we didn't feature is that, like, now it has been leaked that Dalot's off the market because Mourinho was sniffing around him at Roma after obviously signing him at United years ago. But I think Ralph is a fan of Diego Dalot, and for good reason. He's a unit. He looks like, he kind of reminds me, he's like the Portuguese Luke Shaw. You know, he's like same size, and he showed a lot against Palliser. He's a top player, has it in his locker.
No, he played well. You look at him in AC Milan. And again, Freddie, fan of the pod, friend of the pod, big AC Milan fan, is like, yo, we want him. He's great. I don't know what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is smoking in Norway, but he's a great player. I don't understand why he doesn't want to play him. Comes in, looks good. He's young. I think that he's that type of player that can get bomb forward. Obviously, the defense needs some work. And then you have Aaron Wan-Bissaka, where he's really good at defense, needs to work going forward.
Yeah.
You know, I think those two players, it's one of those things where you got to make a choice which way you want to go. And I could even see Dalot. I could see either of them not being the guy. I could see Manchester United signing another right back and getting rid of either Aaron Wan-Bissaka or Diego Dalot. The only reason is Dalot costs less. So that's also part of the game a little bit here. But so let's jump into fan questions here from Twitter at Jer_Young93. Quote, great to see the kids and Tom Heaton get a chance to play today. The result means absolutely nothing, so a draw is fitting. Aaron Wan-Bissaka looked like he was in serious discomfort at the end. Good thing Dalot is in form at the moment. And that is the whole point about having a deep squad. Next man up, Dalot, his opportunity is here. It could be his position by the end of the season, honestly.
And shout out to Rangnick, because you know what? He knows, obviously, relying on youth, academy players breaking on through is part of the United identity. But Mengi, like, he knows, like, he's going to have to rely probably on players that maybe Ole didn't necessarily rely on. So he came in today for Luke Shaw. I thought he looked tidy on the ball for the most part, put some good tackles in. Another exciting player, sir. So future is bright. We have a coach that's very willing to play the youth and very willing to switch things up, which is exciting.
At NMABA13, quote, enjoyed the match. Love the squad rotation and seeing the kids get some minutes. Greenwood, Bai, and Menji impressed today. Wan-Bissaka and Lingard did not look great. Looking forward to smoking Norwich on Saturday. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. That is a good point he makes on Wan-Bissaka and Lingard not looking great. I think anytime you have a new manager come in, it's like maybe Wan-Bissaka isn't, that's a player who's just not pumped on the new manager. You could also see Lingard, you know, something is affecting, his head's out the door.
For sure.
You know, and the mental side of the game, you know, speaking of the sports psychology, does matter. Those could be Wan-Bissaka maybe on the outs or not feeling Rangnick style, and then Lingard thinking about going to play for Newcastle. These are two interesting themes that we shall see develop over the course of January, because, you know, Lingard's probably gone. Wan-Bissaka's not going anywhere, but just where he stands in the Rangnick era, because it always happens to a few players.
No, it does, especially it's overly complicated by the fact that there's a number of players out of contract and we're approaching January, and he's got a really good bench of youngsters. So he's like, well, do I want to play Jesse Lingard in the next couple of games, or am I going to play Elanga and Ahmad? And I have a feeling he's like, I'm going to play the youngsters that might be here next year, right? Or that, like, because he's thinking long term, because short term and long term, right? He's building for the future, but he's also building to keep himself employed as full-time manager of this great club. So I think he knows he's going to get more fight out of the youngsters who, like, want to break on through versus the Lingards of the world, like you said, that are ready to sign a contract in January.
Totally. Last tweet here from at Mike United Mets. Quote, this time last year, Leipzig was sending us to the Hans and Franz Cup. Now we have a former Leipzig man at the helm, and we put together five unbeaten. Let's keep picking up points against Norwich. And which youngsters from today would you like to see fully integrated into the first team?
Ahmad Diallo. He's like, he should play. I mean, obviously, he's the youngster that, like, made a real impact. Mengi made an impact. But obviously now with Delo and Telles stepping up, it's a little more tough. Elanga is a player, too. I mean, he's scored some goals under Ole as well. So, sure, you're like, you got plenty of choices of who's the top.
I think Ahmad. I think it's Ahmad. And he played in that 10, right, in that area behind the strikers on the right side. I think he thrived in that area. Like you said, his finishing will come, but he's got that raw talent. I want to see more Ahmad. He's got fireworks in him, sir. Young Ronaldo, spread the word. Sir, that is the podcast. You like the American Red Devils? We are for fans, by fans. Support the podcast on Patreon, please. It goes a long way to supporting this small-time operation. Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Check out our website, www.AmericaRedDevils.com. Leave some funny reviews on iTunes. It's free, and it goes a long way to helping us get found, sir, in the iTunes store. There's no other way people find us. They search for Manchester United. They find the pod. I'm sure that's why you're here, why you're listening to us. But, sir, before we wrap up, give us the top 10 cities last 7 days for downloads of the pod.
Let's see where people are listening. Number one, how you doing? How you doing? Cairo, Egypt. Appreciate you. Brooklyn, New York. Not too far from our new man's HQ. Bronx, New York, sir. Appreciate everybody out there. Houston, Texas. Also appreciate you. Boardman, Oregon. New York, New York. Chicago, Illinois. Jayberg. South Africa, Johannesburg.
I think it's Joburg.
Yeah, sorry. You know, I bottle one or two. I'm going to bottle this one. Towton, Massachusetts.
Mengi or Menji.
Sorry, we probably got that one
right. We're going to give you the
We got this one right. Vancouver, Washington. I think I nailed that one. Cartersville, Georgia. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the American Devils listening week in, week out, who come and join us more often than once a week for a laugh. Talk about the greatest club in the world, sir. It certainly is. We got one of the best fan bases in the world. Not only at Manchester United, but at the American Red Devils. And we really do appreciate you. It goes a long way. Join Discord. Join Patreon. Check out the website. Check out the blog. Sir, what else we got?
No, I mean, it's been a hell of a year. Couldn't be more excited for Norwich. You know, I just want to see positive play for Manchester United. You know, that just starting with intent, taking it to Norwich, sir, putting it with the sword. We've been waiting to see that for years, and it's finally happening. Also, the Manchester United... We do the pod live, so we do the best we can producing it live with the board and talking and everything. But boy, those pressers from Manchester United with the audio.
Still haven't gotten better.
It's like a year and a half of feedback, this. Everything. It's absolutely, I don't know how, like, why don't you have them, like, record it and then you can just press play? I don't understand. It's just the weirdest system that the audio is just absolutely screwed. We've had audio issues too, but like it's just me and Alex like on Zoom and on this
not Manchester United.
On this equipment we don't understand. But like when you hear that feedback, that's not from us. That is from that crazy presser. But sir, we're gonna leave them with a song. What song are we gonna leave them with this week?
Sir, the Manchester United faithful were in full voice tonight at Old Trafford. It's gonna be Oh What a Night.
I heard this one.
Let's do it. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. Big match. Carroll Road, Canaries, let's go United. Let's go, Ralph. Let's go, boys.
3 points away. Let's give it to me, sir.
In 1999, oh, they scored a goal in Israel. What a feeling, what a night. Oh, what a night.